This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk about a very interesting book written by Tom Rompel, R-O-M-P-E-L. It's called The Citizen Warrior, and I like the subtitle, The Fourth Branch. Our media in the United States likes to refer to itself as the fourth branch of government. No, I don't think so. If they are, it's just more reason why we need to drain the swamp in Washington and other places. But the fourth branch, as you will find out, is a lot closer to home. It's probably right where you live, certainly where I live, and where Tom Rompel lives, the author of Citizen Warrior. Tom, thanks so much for a really good read, and I'm awful sorry it was fiction and not a report.
Well, thank you very much, Larry, for your compliment. It actually is inspired by true events. Some of the things in there you may have been able to relate to, which I won't give away for your potential readers. and I'm currently well into the sequel. And now that, thank God, we have a new administration and one that's going to be, as I know you didn't mention, but to everyone listening out there, I'm in Tucson, Arizona, just north of a fully secured border, according to what Obama kept saying. But that's not the case.
That's a bad joke, yeah.
That's a very bad joke, especially if you live in this neck of the woods. So in any event, with the... you know, when I wrote Citizen Warrior, the fourth branch, obviously it was dealing with current events. Some of the characters there are actually based on real people, friends of mine. So, which I, of course, have changed the name to protect the uninnocent, if you will.
Very good. I like that. Well, and certainly, these citizen warriors they're the kind of folks that probably exist all around the country.
Yes,
people
they do.
That saw that certainly as long as we had our former dear leader in office, things were going south pretty fast. And had the election gone the other way, and it was a close election, although the Electoral College had a comfortable margin for Trump. Obviously, the popular vote was, at least if we can believe it with all of the illegal voters, it was a close vote. And so we came kind of close to looking citizen warrior right in the face, and that wouldn't have been a whole lot of fun. So I'm glad your book, for the moment, remains fictional, but I thought it really raised some great points and laid out a very plausible scenario for what could have happened had we had an Obama third term. One of the things that the novel depends on, and we've already referred to it, is the open border that we had. That was not fiction. That was the real deal.
No, that's not fiction. And I know for an absolute fact from sources who I absolutely can count on and trust, federal sources, that south of the border, there ISIS is here. They've been here for quite a while. Al-Qaeda, whoever you want to call it, they're hooked in with the cartels.
That's
their means of getting in the country.
I don't think we have to blame the Mexican government because it's almost, if I'm correct, almost incapable of doing anything other than, I suppose they maintain a modicum of order in the federal district, like our District of Columbia. But man, out on that border, that's the Wild West.
Oh, no. There are little towns, which nobody ever talks about, but there's actually a little town set up right on the other side of the border. That if you're coming north, they have tennis shoes, they have water bottles, they have you fill in the blank, backpacks, everything you need to purchase for your journey northward.
By the way, I know some illegals, and one of them at least made that particular journey that you're referencing, and it definitely had that. In fact, there were safe houses on the U.S. side where the same yep. amenities were available, and it's really high time that we have a Donald Trump, a new sheriff in town, to put a stop to that, because it was almost as if there were a restricted access, limiting access to real law enforcement, and it was an expressway, an interstate running at about 80 miles an hour, bringing the illegals in. It was just stunning how, with a few thousand dollars, an illegal can buy their way from the southern hemisphere all the way up to Los Angeles.
Yep, that's right. And in terms of ISIS, Al-Qaeda, whatever, piece of garbage coming from the Middle East to do us harm, the cartel charges them more. As I have in my book, 20,000 to 30,000 ahead, I have that from a very good source. That is the going rate to bring them up along, they'll bring them up with the mules walking with the marijuana or whatever on their backs.
That means the price has gone up quite a bit in the many years that this person I have in mind came north.
If you're Mexican national, South American or something, it's probably around 2,000. I'm talking about people of Middle Eastern descent.
Gotcha. No, actually, maybe mine got ripped off, because I think it was more like 4 to 5 grand, but it was certainly not 20. And so that's the, as you say, the price for the highly trained, idealistic young person from the Middle East.
Right, exactly. The other thing about securing the border, the thing that, again, the media doesn't report, and of course our government was not reporting, is the loss of human life. So on this side of the border, I don't know if you've ever been in this neck of the woods. We're the northern part of the Sonoran Desert. It is absolutely stunningly beautiful. However,
and deadly
it is a harsh environment.
Yep.
And there are, I think, don't quote me exactly, but I think annually they're finding some like 140 bodies out in the desert that just, you can't make this journey in the heat. You're not going to do it.
In fact, our Border Patrol has saved, I'm sure they have a count, but I don't know how many, but it's, I'm sure, in scores of people that were found almost dead that they were able to save.
Well, and they still keep doing that. That's correct. Under Obama, who he handcuffed was our Border Patrol agents, not the bad guys. The stories I got from field agents, what they had to put up with and endure. In fact, there was one incident here. This is from a BP agent a couple years ago. In Arizona, past 1070, where if a police officer pulls someone over at the time, and they suspect they don't have any identification, they can call, Border Patrol in, and Border Patrol shows up. So there was an incident. And this BPA officer that I know was sharing with me, it was downtown Tucson, or near downtown, and by the time they got there, there was a flash mob, that was already organized, 30 or 40 people protesting, getting in their way from taking, I guess it was one or two individuals that Tucson police had called in about.
Wow.
Some of these individuals, now listen to this, a couple of the individuals crawled underneath the Border Patrol agents' vehicles. This agent was told, and the other ones, if they touch them, they will be arrested for assault.
Hopefully the new sheriff has changed that set of orders.
Well, yeah, I guarantee you Trump is right. It's a new day in town. But
finally, well, we're coming up on a break.
You bet.
My guest today is Tom Rompel, R-O-M-P-E-L, author of Citizen Warrior, and we're going to get to his subtitle, The Fourth Branch. That one is an intriguing subtitle indeed. As you can tell, we're talking about the chaos on our southern border. We're going to be right back. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather-tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
And my guest today is Tom Rompel. Patel, author of Citizen Warrior, The Fourth Branch. And if you want to find out more about him, get the book that he's written, The Citizen Warrior. Go to J. Thomas Rompel, R-O-M-P-E-L, on the web. I guess that's .com.
Yes.
You will be able to make contact and find out about the book. But it's a book that maybe it's not quite as in a fictional account of actual headlines with a new president. But it still is very worth reading because it tells you about a problem that isn't going to go away overnight. And we're going to have to support the new president a lot. We're going to hear a lot about how he violates human rights because he's protecting American citizens by clamping down on the border.
Yeah, and how terrible, huh?
How terrible indeed. And that's something that seems to just drive the left nuts. Is that we would actually say, you know, you get sort of, you were born at the head of the line if you were born in the United States. And we may think you're a lovely person, but if you weren't born here, check in with the nearest border office and fill out the paperwork. Yeah, I've got a kind of libertarian streak in me, but I've always wanted to make sure that the guy coming across the border who said his name was Manuel was indeed Manuel, and not Muhammad. And frankly, they can look kind of the same. You can't really always tell the difference between a Middle Easterner and somebody from south of the border. And so it's really kind of important that we can do some paperwork on these folks. And, of course, as we've been learning in the last several weeks, some of these folks come from countries where there is no paperwork. There's no government.
Right. they don't exist. They're completely off the radar. And somehow we're supposed to vet them?
Yeah, exactly.
Take the word?
And so the president's position on that was, if anything, understated, and I wish it may have been made, but I didn't get it in the main media, that the reason that they put their foot down is that you can't vet these people. It wasn't until they can vet them that... Yeah, that's true, but you can vet them probably when we have a conversation with a man on the moon.
Right. Yeah, yes. And the prior administration was just anybody come on in, it's a bum's rush as much as you can. I think it fully was a planned, thing about
invasion.
Conspiracy theories. I'm sorry if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck and flies like a duck.
And they
what
didn't,
else can you conclude?
Exactly.
Unless you're so stupid and you got your head up in a very, very dark place.
Well, and it was pretty apparent that they did have an open border policy because even after Kate Steinle, the beautiful young woman who was murdered with a shot in the back by a guy that had been tossed out of the country five times that we know of, and came back the sixth time to kill this woman. And she's only perhaps the most beautiful poster child for something that was happening all too often, and other crimes almost as violent. And the Obama administration almost seemed that Obama, in my opinion, had such a hatred of the country that I think he thought, well, good, that's what they deserve.
No, I think you're right on the money, along with his wife. She pretty much said it. I totally agree with you. A complete hatred for the country. And I'll tell you, if for no other reason to secure the border, I know ranchers down on the border. As you know, in my book, there's an incident with an elderly rancher and his wife.
You know, I know someone who's similarly situated, and the only difference is that they didn't have the experience that you recount in the book. But that is their daily nightmare that maybe they will have an armed invasion to deal with.
Yeah, and the other thing is, so the desert here is pristine. Really pristine. It's an incredible ecological zone, one of the most incredible on the planet. South of the border, you go up in the Washes, it is littered with plastic bags and garbage and human waste. I'll tell you, my thought is, particularly the Democrats and any Republicans that are still dragging their feet on this issue, why don't we load up some semis full of garbage and go dump it on their front yard, wherever they live, and let's see how long they tolerate that.
And we might also want them
to our country.
We might want them to explain what goes on at a rape tree, which is decorated with women's panties.
Yes, they are.
That is part of the fate. If the woman survives coming north, that very likely is going to be her fate. The chances are all too great that if she's not killed, she's going to be raped at least once, probably repeatedly.
Well, Larry, a lot of them know that. A lot of them get on the pill before they start heading north. That's part of the journey that they assume is probably going to happen.
And, of course, the pill doesn't protect you from STDs, but that's the risk that people are willing to take because they're so desperate because the folks, particularly in Mexico, but other countries, that run Mexico, it's an oligarchy. And, Tom, you've probably seen it, but in Mexico City, there's a big wall, kind of like the Vatican wall, high, not bad looking, actually. And my guess is it could be surrounding what amounts to a square mile in total surface. Maybe more. I don't know. I didn't bother to go around it. But that's where the oligarchs live in Mexico City. They're protected. They're safe. No problem for them. And the rest of you, well, you know, have a good day. And that's Mexico. It's ruled by people who are incredibly wealthy, and they just don't care about the rest.
No, it's all about the money, you know. But it's at the expense of other people. You know, Mexico has about as many resources as the United States. It's an incredibly rich country in resources, gold, oil, you fill in the blank, they've got it. But you're right, it is the government and the oligarchy that is the ruling class that they're just pigs at the trough. That's the only way to put it. And it's creating a problem. Now, I will tell you, you know, as I'm getting into my sequel, leading up to the election, not knowing if, God forbid, Hillary had won, which, by the way, I truly believe if she had won, we would have lost the country.
There's an awful lot of us that have that concern. I didn't know that for a fact because I'm not a prophet, but I kept thinking she wins, it's going to be awfully hard to maintain any semblance of America.
Well, and I tell you, I'd already started the sequel prior to the election, and then thank God the wonderful news we got on election night, the landslide of Trump trouncing her in the Electoral College. It wasn't long after I realized, you know, whenever there's a shift in a paradigm or a model, if you will, and there certainly was with Trump coming in, and those of
Let's come back and talk about that shift in the paradigm. Talking with Tom Rumpel about his book, Citizen Warrior, The Fourth Branch. And we're going to be right back after these messages. Don't go away.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Tom Rompel, author of a very insightful novel called The Citizen Warrior, The Fourth Branch. The fourth branch, of course, being those of us by federal law, actually, whoever remembers this one, who are in the militia. And it came into play more likely, happily, under the old regime than this new regime, but as the old saying has it, boys, keep your powder dry.
Yep.
We've been given a 4-year reprieve, but nobody knows what's ahead in the indefinite future, and that's why we have a militia, not so that it can always be coming up to the White House and throwing the bum out, but just as a reminder that, hey, we're out here and, you know, see this one? We got things that are at least as cool as the AR-15.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, so, what I was saying before the break, now that Trump's in, there is a paradigm shift, if you will, obviously, in assuming that our border gets locked down with a wall, National Guard, what have you. I don't care. Just let's secure the damn thing, right?
And where you live, it's not mountainous, I'm pretty sure, although they're around. The mountains are not as big a challenge, but where it's relatively flat, man, it's like a super highway. It's just
right.
Dreadful.
Well, there is a from along the border to the southwest, down around Sasebo, there is a valley that literally runs all the way up to I-8, which is up in Gila Bend area. Pinal County Sheriff, which I know, you know, many of the law enforcement up there, they get into a lot of skirmishes up there. There are even the cartel has spotters in the mountains out here that will camp up in the top.
Isn't that where the Border Patrol agent was killed in that general area?
Well, that was. It's more to the west, but yes, okay. Kind of throughout the border. Where the Border Patrol agent was killed was just south of here, near the Nogales area, in a canyon.
Okay.
But in any event, the spotters, they literally live up there, camp, and they glass, and when they see Border Patrol agent, and they know they've got radios, and the runners, coyotes, what have you, are coming up one way, they'll radio ahead and tell them to go the other direction. So they're coordinating their entry into the United States and all the way up to I-8. In fact, if you drive along there, sometimes you see a lot of bicycles on the side because they use bicycles to put the loads on, and they just push the bicycles walking with them.
You know, it wouldn't be that hard, I don't think, for our law enforcement to deal with that if that's really what was desired. It just strikes me that we've had a permissive attitude that started with the Obama White House. And, as you were saying, if arrests had been made of some of those spotters, probably would have redounded to the career termination of those Border Patrol agents who might have done such a thing.
Yeah, they had them a stand down order. Don't you just leave them up there in the mountain? You know, as citizens, if for you, I know without asking you, but it has to be the same. And for me, hearing it just boils my blood.
Right.
It just is beyond anger.
It's the toleration of evil, and it's the punishment of those who might try to deal with that evil. It is, as you say, beyond comprehension, but it flowed very naturally from the mind of people who really hate the United States, who think the United States has its power and wealth because it stole it, and has no understanding of how a widget is produced. They have no understanding of basic economics, because as Marxists, the president and those around him were looking at economic activity as theft. And so they just were stealing for their side because they were convinced that the other side had been stealing all along. And they had not a clue that production occurs in a very different fashion from what they were assuming.
Well, in the sequel, now that we've got someone serious about securing the border, what is predictable is there's going to be consequences no matter who's in power.
Right.
And pretty much my sequel is going to be dealing with what I predict is going to be happen as a result of the border locking down with the cartels and everything. It's going to get dicey. Is my predict, because they are as evil as ISIS, every bit, if not worse. They do the same thing, the beheadings, you fill in the blank, the torture.
A beheading is a merciful punishment compared to what they are quite capable of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, there's no limit to what they'll do. And by the way, I want to mention to you and your listeners that so last night the Oscars, which I did not watch, much interested. But Citizen Warner.
Gee, they had Oscars? I didn't notice. Okay.
Citizen Warrior, the fourth branch, was recently adapted for a screenplay, and it's now out in the Hollywood industry. And, it's a limited group of investors or studios that will deal with this kind of subject matter because it's red, white, and blue. However, there are some, so keep your fingers crossed. Hopefully, one of these days someone will pick it up and we'll actually see it unfold on the silver screen.
Well, I think it would be a nail biter. So if you can get somebody to do it, frankly, I think the audience is there, as we have seen time and again, when there's something conservative in the arts, in the culture war, that's offered to the general public. Man, it really sells.
Trump is example. What do you have, 61 million voters for him? 62 or whatever?
Well, and they'll buy things. I can tell you for a fact, I don't think my wife will hear this until she finds out that something that Ivanka Trump was hawking, I went and bought just because I wanted to. You know, I don't normally buy my wife stuff like that, but I thought, this is a vote. And this isn't that expensive a vote. I'm going to do
it. And this time around, not every election means something, but this time around, this is like we had to get this done. In Trump, of course they attack him, but I am a bit of a libertarian also, like you. But it is so refreshing for someone just to talk straight and to call a spade a spade.
And the other thing that's really encouraging is that for the first time, a guy with an R on his cap, his ball cap, to show what team he belongs to, he fights. We haven't had a leader of the Republican Party that was willing to punch back, unless it's a primary. And then whether it's McCain or Romney or Dole, they would savage other Republicans. But when it came to the general election, they were pussycats. You can still hear them purring.
I think McCain, and I think he's a complete turncoat piece of garbage, in my opinion, and I'm not alone in Arizona, believe me. McCain, when he ran against Obama, he had an opportunity to knock him on the mat. When, if you remember about Reverend Wright and Bill Ayers,
he wouldn't do any of that.
The first national debate, if he just stopped the moderator and said, hold on, I'll answer your question, but first I got a couple questions for my opponent, and just do it like Trump did, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
I think it was all a setup. I mean,
he had a career of not attacking Democrats. So they had a safe commodity. They knew that John McCain was not going to bother the Democrats. That's the kind of Republican they love. No wonder they are frothing at the mouth with Trump.
Right.
Talking today with J. Thomas Rompel, Citizen Warrior, the Fourth Branch. It's a really great book, folks. Go get it. We're going to be back and talk some more.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, I want to thank you for being with us during this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. We're talking about the Citizen Warrior, the fourth branch, a.k.a. the militia. Tom Rompel is my guest today. He's the author, J. Thomas Rompel. I don't want to give away the plot either, but just to make sure you understand, this is a novel that actually was a lot more likely to have been a newspaper report had Hillary Clinton been elected, had we had a third term of Barack Obama. But the whole point is there is the armed militia, the average citizen who has some firepower in his safe, in his basement, wherever he keeps them. And that's the citizen warrior. And when things go south far enough, you're pretty far south. You can't go much farther south where you right. are, Mr. Rompel.
Yeah, I got 45 minutes more, and I'm fully south in the United States.
Fully south, indeed. But anyway, it just showed what this fourth branch of government, the militia, could do if need be. And I think, frankly, that the American citizen is still up to that. As much as we've had a wussification in our schools, and a lot of that's been going on in the media, in the movies, there's a story that just makes me so proud to be an American. It was a couple, 3 years ago. Another thing happened, and this one was actually nonfiction. There were three servicemen from different services on a train coming out of Belgium into France, and they saw a guy with a somewhat longish package go into the restroom, and what they heard convinced them. These three guys knew something about guns. They were in the service. They heard the click, click, snap, snap. And they said, that guy's putting the gun together. And so they were waiting for him as he came out of the restroom. And instead of a whole bunch of people being shot that day because a Muslim went berserk and killed a bunch of people on that international train, they took him down. And as far as I know, he never got a shot off. I don't think he did. But that's Americans, even when they've been disarmed by the government, as those guys, of course, were. They didn't have any gun with them. They
right.
were able to take action. They were willing to take action. I thought that was one of our country's finest moments, when men who were unarmed attacked an armed terrorist and took him down.
Well, and I will tell you, there are millions willing to do so. Unfortunately, under the perversion of the federal government, I mean, what really got me going to write Citizen Warrior of the Fourth Branch was, as you know, under the Constitution, the number one responsibility and duty of the federal government is to protect the citizens against enemies, both foreign and domestic. They've been failing miserably. And it's been going on for decades.
Bush was really no better than the recently departed. He was easier to take because he had that pleasant Texas drawl. But frankly, he was as feckless about the border as Obama.
Oh, I agree. Yes. No. They. All the way from Reagan and I love Reagan, but I'm sorry, Reagan was terrible about the border also. It was
right.
much less of an issue there, but it was still going on.
Right.
And this, I don't even understand it, how men and women that are supposed to be in leadership roles can turn their back on, and again, if for no other reason to secure the border, it's because of our citizens that are being terrorized right on the border. That's wrong.
And it's I can say amen to that, because I know someone fairly well, has a ranch right on the border and also lives up here where I've met this person. And it's not uncommon to see an illegal traversing the property, and the Border Patrol knows it. And as you've indicated, they don't lift a finger.
No. Well, one individual I know, his wife bought it just 5 miles north of the border, southeast of here, and they weren't from that area. They just he had a lot of money and everything, and they bought it. And before you know, they're getting invaded. He actually was in some gunfights, and he was telling me that he found blood on bushes and stuff. And he said he called Border Patrol. I said, if I were you, I would not call Border Patrol. You're going to end up being arrested. We had a rancher here and a business owner by the name of Barnett. Oh, this probably goes back 10 years ago.
Yes.
Do you remember him?
Yes, I remember that name.
He had
his own self-defense operation. Is that the one?
Yeah, and he also caught there were 30 or 40 people, and he on his property, he called Border Patrol. He had a gun on him. He ended up going to prison. It's wrong.
Very wrong.
Anyway.
Where they criminalize self-defense, but that's the policy that was coming from Washington. And that was meant to be a lesson, not just to him, but to others.
Right, and that
along
was under
that
the
border.
Bush administration. George
under
w.
Bush. Yes, George W., the guy that so many of us thought was a conservative, at least for a while.
Right, exactly.
So this is a long-time problem, and I'm just hoping that the militia will have its hands untied, because for one thing, I don't think I want to pay for a complete militarization of our border. That would cost a lot of money. It would be a lot of people. The people that live there, if they're not going to be put in jail for defending themselves, probably don't need a whole lot of help. They just need to be left alone.
Right, exactly. Leave them alone. Let them do their thing. I do know of some, don't know them personally, but I, again, through some federal sources, some, I'm going to probably guess they're former operators, retired spec op guys or what have you, mm-hmm. that are now citizen warriors, and they're actually running operations over into Mexico. They cross. I know of one BP agent telling me about them, because they were watching them. And I said, do you guys approach them? He said, no, I'm not approaching them. We're not. All I've got is, you've got a handgun and maybe an AR-15. They just turned because they didn't let it go up the ladder. This is under the Obama administration. They just kept it locally that this was going on, and they weren't going to send it up the ladder.
So the Citizen Warrior,
doing, they didn't know.
The Citizen Warrior is an account, a fictional account that has had to change the names in order to protect the innocent.
I call them the uninnocent.
The uninnocent
because they damn with a stupid law sometimes, you know, we're defending our country. You know what? That is the whole point of the fourth branch. That if the federal government is not going to protect the citizens, who's left to do so? Well, it's you and I and your listeners and millions of Americans out there. We're the final line, if you will, the line in the sand.
Absolutely.
Because if we don't do it, what happens? And all we have to do is look at the inner cities in this country, Chicago. I mean, it's the same example of what's been going on at the border.
Now, there's one big difference, and the thought's been in the back of my mind as we've been talking for the last few minutes. Both in the inner city and on the border, Americans have guns. In one place, it's probably a lot more legal than it is in Chicago, but they have guns. What is different is that even in Chicago, if a good guy does have a gun, he's scared to death to use it. The idea of organizing with fellow good guys in Chicago is just not in his head. The militia tradition stops at the city line in Chicago, whereas the militia tradition in the wild west of the Arizona border is very much alive. People do think in terms of organized self-defense. The militia is alive and well.
Yes. Yeah, they are. And when you say militia, just so your listeners understand, that doesn't mean it's really organized.
No.
Who is the militia? You are the militia. I'm the militia. You don't have to have a bunch of guys, men and women with guns running around training.
Most of these militia, I think, are Republican. How could they be organized?
Oh, that's a cold shot, but right on the money. Only one version of the truth, right?
But anyway, it's happening down on the border, and I think the reason we don't read about more Kate Steinleys, and sadly she was in San Francisco away from where you are down on the border where real men have real guns. Well, we've run out of time, I'm afraid. It always happens. Tom, J. Thomas Rumpel, Citizen Warrior, the fourth branch. Go to J. Thomas Rumpel on the internet, folks. You can find the book and everything else there. Tom, thank you so much. Appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you very much. It's also available on Amazon.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call miniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.